There are art museums and art galleries, and then there are art houses, literally abandoned homes that artists have transformed into works of art. There are a handful of these around the world, and four are in Pittsburgh. NPR's Jennifer Vanasco went to see one that opened this fall.
From the outside, the four Troy Hill art houses look like any other buildings in the neighborhood. There's no signs, no gift shop.
Hello.
Mark
Dion is the artist who was commissioned to turn this formerly derelict house into a series of installations. Dion's work is in the Tate in London, the Museum of Modern Art in New York. He's a big deal.
Okay, we're in front of a house that we're calling Mrs. Christopher's house.
There actually was a Mrs. Christopher, and outside her house looks pretty boring. It has white vinyl siding. It's a bit nondescript. Then we go inside. And on the first floor, we see what could be a diorama in a museum. It's Christmas Eve, 1961. There's an aluminum Christmas tree, also magazines, furniture, felt stockings around the hearth, and of course, a pile of presents. Diane says the room is anticipating one moment.
When the kids will rush down from their bedrooms and find what Santa has left them.
The diorama, he says, captures an instant in time.
I think every house has a moment where it's at its apex. And every city has a moment where it's at its apex. And so this is this kind of optimistic moment for a blue-collar family, knowing that things are on the rise, that their
Diane is perhaps best known as a conceptual artist who thinks about how we collect and display objects, what it says about us. And he says he created this house to be a time machine.
You're transported to all kinds of different locations and different times.
We move from the 60s upstairs to a medieval-looking door.
And what you see locked behind this door is a very large, very fat brown bear.
You just feel like there's a story here, because looking at the bear, it looks like there's like a cut-off chain. Like maybe the bear is about to escape. Good luck, bear.
Every room has a story. But this is just one of the four Troy Hill art houses. Each are surprising in their own way. In one, you crawl through a fireplace to find a secret room with a kind of putting green. In another family home, there's a full-sized lighthouse crammed in there with a working light. Evan Mirapol is behind the project. He's an art collector. And when he moved to Pittsburgh and realized there were all these abandoned houses, he decided to turn them into art.
People ask me, how do I choose the different artists for the pieces? I don't have any strict criteria.
Well, there's one thing.
I have a high confidence that an artist can create a work that is layered and complex enough to reward multiple visits.
Like Mrs. Christopher's house. I'm back with artist Mark Dion, and we're about to enter the final room.
So this is the door to the attic of the building.
Dion pulls over a rolling ladder because there's one last surprise. About 500 boxes of all shapes and sizes stacked on shelves to the ceiling.
And all of those boxes hold wonderful things. You don't know what you're going to encounter when you open a box. It's, you know, they're very strange things.
What are those?
That is, I think these are industrial fasteners.
One of them's filled with just glass marbles. I mean, this is really...
Fancy boxes, simple boxes, lots of tin boxes. There's lots of objects that are evocative of the past, evocative of one's childhood.
In other words, visitors can time travel. The Troy Hill art houses are free to the public. You just need to get to Pittsburgh. Jennifer Vanasco, NPR News, Pittsburgh.